This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happened because of these people.
No one a record for Super Bowl titles. More details at SRNnews.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I am planning a very, very good weekend because it is my birthday weekend. Yay! Happy birthday to me! Alright, so a lot of you guys are probably thinking, oh, good, good, she'll be in a good mood. She's not going to complain. She's not going to give us any pop quizzes. Oh, you're wrong. It's pop quiz time. Pop quiz! Time for a pop quiz. I know, I need some, like, music. Dun, dun, dun! Or that, dun, dun! You know, that psycho music for pop quiz. Pop quiz, let's go. Paper's out. Pencils out. Number 2 pencil only for this pop quiz, right? Because you have to fill in those little stupid bubbles. Don't be poking a hole in your bubble sheet. Everybody got your bubble sheets out? Pop quiz. Yeah, we got some fill in the blanks, but you have to fill in the bubbles to fill in the blanks. Here we go. Ready? Okay, pop quiz. Number 1. Quit complaining. Number 1. True or false? Nicotine itself has been found to cause cancer. True or false? I don't care if your bubble sheet only has A, B, C, D, E. Figure it out. True or false? Nicotine can cause cancer. Number 2. Which breed of dog causes more damage than any other breed of dog? And it was an interesting one. Some of you guys probably know which story this is, but yeah. All right. Number 3. How many steps a day has been found to delay arthritis? Is it A, 4.5 steps? Is it B, 40,579.08? Is it C, pi? Or D, 6,000 steps? How many steps a day has been found to delay arthritis? 4.5, 40,579.083, pi, or 6,000 steps? Next question. Which Star Wars character recently injured himself on the set, and what body part did he or she injure? Was it... Sorry. Was it Mark Hamill? And was the body part a uvula? Was it James Earl Jones? And the body part a pinky toe? Was it Harrison Ford? Body part prostate? Was it Harrison Ford? Body part ankle? Or was it Carrie Fisher? Body part testicle? Remember, you got to get not only the correct star, but the body part injured. Next question. Name 3 famous celebrities, very famous celebrities, whose birthday is June 16. I gave you guys 1. Oh, famous? Okay. Name 3 not so famous. Just name 3 people. Okay. All right. You got to name 3 people. Right, whose birthday is June 16th. Very, very important day. Okay, final question. Of all the following ways to celebrate Father's Day, which option would appeal to Dad the most? Is it A, having dinner with the family, including the in-laws? Is it B, barbecue at home, in which I have to clean the backyard, move the lawn furniture, clean the pool, pick up the dog too, buy the groceries, and that's just before the event, and then clean up after? You got to clean the backyard, move the lawn furniture back, clean the pool, and get more groceries. Or is it C, would Dad prefer to just be left at the home alone and at the house for peace and quiet for an afternoon? Which of the following would Dad prefer on Father's Day? All right, pencils down. Drop your pencils. Okay, how'd you guys do? How'd you guys think you did? Okay, I know, I'm kind of nervous. All right, here we go. Okay, number 1, true or false, nicotine itself has been found to cause cancer. Well, if any of you guys listened to my show yesterday, we were talking about how a study has found that actually nicotine does damaged DNA in and of itself can cause oxidative stress and cause cancer by itself alone. So the answer to that is true. Okay? Number two, which breed of dog does more damage than any other breed of dog? In the latest study, the winner goes to the Chihuahua. Yeah, coming in second and third, I think, were dachshunds and boxers. But we'll talk about that. So the Chihuahua. Okay. How many steps a day has been found to delay arthritis? 4.5, 40,000, pi, or 6,000? 6,000 steps a day. All right. Yeah, I've done about 5 already. So I'm good. I'm on my way. Which Star Wars character recently injured himself on the set, and what did he injure? Was it Mark Hamill at his uvula? Was it James Earl Jones at his pinky toe? Was it Harrison Ford at his prostate? No, it was not. It was Harrison Ford and his ankle. Harrison Ford hurt his ankle, as well as some other body parts. He had to be rushed to the hospital. We'll talk about that. Carrie Fisher does not have a testicle. Name three famous celebrities whose birthday is June 16. Your number one answer should have been Dr. Dahlia. Yay! Okay, all right. I know some of you put Tupac, Shakur Tupac. Unfortunately, I was on trauma ICU the night he was shot and killed. It's a shame. Stan Laurel from Laurel and Hardy was born on June 16. Phil... Is it okay? I know the golfer. Is it Mickelson? Right? Mickelson. Phil Mickelson. He's my age. A lot of you guys will recognize John Chow. He's the Asian guy in a lot of movies like Star Trek, and it's his birthday on June 16. Joan Van Ark from, was that Dynasty? Joan Van Ark. No, Falcon's Crest. I don't know. It had to do something with Dallas, one of the Dallas spinoffs. Okay, so June 16, very, very important day. Okay, yeah, very, very important. Okay, and then Father's Day. How do dads want to celebrate Father's Day? Do they want to have dinner with the family, including the in-laws? Do they want to have a barbecue at home where you make them work before and after the barbecue? Or would they rather just be left the hell alone? The answer is C. Most fathers on Father's Day want to be left the hell alone. Okay, they don't want to see a chick flick. They don't want to have to deal with all the family. They don't want chores on Father's Day. It's their one day off. But you know what? An answer on here we talked about this week was, if you really want to give men a Father's Day gift, okay, give them the Monday off. Let them think they could sleep in and stay up late that Sunday night. More people want a three-day weekend more than anything. So give him that. No. I mean, I'm sure there could be something, you know, you could do, you know, sexual. But no, really. Dads just want, I mean, if you're the wife, of course. But dads just want to be left alone. Leave him alone. Give him some peace. 1-877, and don't make them eat a salad. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate it. I know you guys have a lot of other choices, and the fact that you tune in, I'm really, really honored. I also want to thank Boost Radio Net, Talk Superstation, KDWN, all our affiliates out there. Got some great listeners in Owensboro, Kentucky. And just, you know, thank you guys so, so much. Now, you know, before I get to some of the medical stories, there's a lot of buzz about what the Supreme Court may do with the birth control mandate. Usually the last case that gets revealed to us before the Supreme Court goes on vacation is usually the most controversial, right? Like Obamacare being constitutional or not, etc. So my guess is the very, very tippity tip end of the month of June is when we're going to hear from the Supreme Court, because usually they like to throw the grenade and then run and go on vacation for a couple months and whatever. All right. So the Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby Stores and Conestoga Woods Specialties Corp versus Sebelius, we're expecting the justice ruling on that to decide whether those companies or any for-profit companies must abide by the quote-unquote contraceptive mandate. Now, do you guys understand, again, what the contraceptive mandate is? All right. So most insurance plans are supposed to provide preventative care services with out-of-pocket expenses to the beneficiaries. So the Obama administration included all FDA-approved contraceptives as part of the package. Now, all FDA-approved contraceptives include birth control. It also includes the morning after or Plan B, and it also includes IUDs. Now, the craft store chain Hobby Lobby is the plaintiff as one of the lawsuits, and, you know, they say they are not against birth control. They're against a couple types of birth control because they may be abortive in nature. Now, most plans are covered by the mandate. There are certain exemptions. If you're a church, if you are a very strictly religious employer who primarily employ those of the same faith and whose primary purpose is religious, from what I'm getting from MedPage today, those groups can all be exempt. Nonprofit, religiously affiliated organizations like hospitals and universities may have a separate set of rules. I think they don't have to provide the contraceptive directly, but they need to make them available through a third party. All right. Let me see. But I want to go to one of you had asked me about the birth control and how is birth control abortive? Meaning, how does birth control, how could birth control be equated to an abortion? Now, most birth control isn't. Okay. Remember, what is birth control? Well, birth control, there's a variety of ways of birth control. One is abstinence. And for any of you guys, you know, who are kids out there, abstinence is the way to go. Okay. You know, it's called keeping your knees locked together, keeping the pants up. That's a form of birth control. Another form of birth control is a birth control pill, where with the estrogen or progesterone or combo components, it prevents ovulation. So if you don't shoot out the egg from your ovary, then if there is sperm in the vicinity, there's no egg for the sperm to fertilize. So it's supposed to prevent ovulation. Some birth control also make the environment a little less hospitable, okay, for a traveling egg, etc. But where a birth control would be considered quote-unquote abortive is if the egg actually fertilized and you now have a sperm and an egg and it is ready to grow and the intervention prevents that fertilized egg from growing more. Now, we have abortions on one end, which is a surgical procedure, but a birth control form that could be considered abortive would be the morning after, where if you did get pregnant, the amount of hormones you're taking would be making it so unconducive for it to implant and do what it needs to, such that it just can't stick and it falls, so you're losing the fertilized egg. We think, I mean, again, we don't have as much science as we need we wouldn't accuse it of being abortive in science, but this is what people perceive. Or the IUD. Now, the IUD, and many of you guys know about my IUD. I think I've showed you all pictures of it, right? Okay? If not, remind me, and I'll put some pictures of my IUD. I'll take an x-ray, and you can see the IUD on film if you want. Pretty cute little thing. What that does is it sits in the uterus such that if a fertilized egg happens in the tube and it tries to land on the uterus, the IUD, if it gives off hormones or if it's just sitting there, makes the area, again, non-conducive for the pregnancy and it could be abortive. Now, I don't look at it as that because I would have probably a very, very tough time with that type of birth control. I don't want to think of it as that way. A lot of women have to use IUDs because they can't tolerate the hormones. They're at high risk for the hormones. And so some people are put on an IUD for medical reasons. Okay? And the IUD, I really look at as a medical device. I don't usually recommend a lot of people use an IUD so much for contraception as much as I recommend it to lessen periods. For some people, it may make the periods worse, but for other people, it could lessen the periods. It could avoid, the patient doesn't have to take hormones. As you could see, we had another case with the NuvaRing where the parents are claiming that the NuvaRing caused their daughter to die of a stroke. And so, you know, when you're dealing with hormones, you know, there's some of us that just can't take them. And whether you're taking it for birth control or to control your periods, we've been using the contraceptive class for a variety of things. So what's happening is if you are an employer, and now we got this mandate by Obamacare that you have to provide birth control, and your employee chooses something that you would feel would be abortive, then you feel like you are being linked to abortion. And I get that. I get that thinking. You know, even though there's a lot of gray areas with that, I can appreciate, because I do, I appreciate other people's religion. I understand that. I understand their concern. And I do think it's absolutely stupid that we have the employer involved anyway with our birth control. I think the employer should be completely out of it. So, what we're expecting the Supreme Court judges to do is probably to do something very, very similar to what they did with Obamacare. Well, probably tweak the law. My guess is the law is unconstitutional, and like Chief Justice Roberts did a couple years ago, he decided to proofread, spell check, and decide to say, look, if you make Obamacare a tax, we can make this work. We could let this fly. All right, so do it this way, and then you got it. We didn't need anybody to gift wrap and bow tie for Obama, but they did. All right, fine. All right, we all knew it was unconstitutional. Even they said it was unconstitutional, but they tweaked it such that, all right, fine, you call it a tax, now it's constitutional. So same thing with this. Employers should have never, ever, when all this health insurance baloney started decades ago, employers should have never been involved in our lives at that level. That's how I look at it. If I want to buy birth control, I don't want my employer a part of it. So I don't blame Hobby Lobby or these other employers for saying, get me out of this. Don't be forcing me to pay for somebody. Get me, and I don't want to be involved. Get me out of this one here. All right? I don't blame them. And I feel bad for the employees. Okay, I mean, you know, I wouldn't want my boss to be all up in there and, you know, knowing what I'm doing. And I mean, even though they're not supposed to know, I don't want them having my medical destiny at their fingertips. You know what? We're going to can you, Dahlia. You're canned. Now I don't have health insurance anymore. I don't have birth control. I hate that. I hate being at the mercy of somebody else. And right now, we have millions of Americans at the mercy of their employer. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And as we see, Obamacare is not working, so the government's going to step in with a public option, and now where are we going to be? Now, one of you had written me a few months back, well, Dahlia, if you don't want the government involved, or you don't want employers involved, then the government's going to get involved with the health care. I don't understand why we just can't have a marketplace, all right, that allows you to shop for health insurance yourself. Keep the employer out of it. And we revamped the whole insurance issue also. I think it's ridiculous that if you don't have insurance, you're paying triple, quadruple the amount for something that isn't even worth triple or quadruple amount. I think that's ridiculous. You know, I may charge $150 for an office visit or $100 for an office visit. The insurance decides to knock it all the way down to like $30. And then, so basically insurance is your negotiator. You have insurance so you don't have to pay the doctor fees, but the reason why the doctor fees are up is because they can't live on the $30. So they have to hope that somebody is paying more than the $30, and that's what causes the prices to go up. And who's the one that ends up paying the most? The people without insurance. Because they're the ones that maybe don't get a 50% discount somewhere, and that'll be more than the original $30 the doctor was going to get. That whole system needs to be completely revamped. But we'll see what happens. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254, or email in at drdahlia.com. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mike from Columbus writes, Doctor, I had a work accident last week, and they told me I had multiple second-degree burns and one third-degree burn. What is the difference? What will the scarring look like? is there such a thing as a fourth degree burn? These are really, really good questions. Scarring, let's quickly review the burns. I also want to review what to do with burns. Okay, we'll go fast, but I haven't talked about burns in a while. Okay, so you got first degree, second degree, third degree, and there actually is a fourth degree burn. Your first degree is the real superficial. You know, you accidentally touch something hot. You have layers of the skin, and that's kind of how we measure it. So the epidermis is the most outer layer of the skin. The first degree burns can hurt. Sometimes like have a sunburn, and a sunburn would be considered a first degree burn. They usually heal pretty quickly because they don't go into the deeper layers. They're the easiest ones. They still could hurt, though. So I don't want you getting a burn and going, well, it looks like it's just a first degree because it looks like it's just my epithelium. I mean, you're not really looking under a microscope, are you? So always get it checked out. But any sort of burn, even if it's, you know, first degree, second degree, third degree, obviously, you know, it can cause damage. So I wouldn't say blow off any first degree burns. Make sure you check them out. But the first degree burns are usually a lot of the ones that we've been dealing with our whole lives. You know, I burn myself on my curling iron or on the stove. Okay, it gets red, etc. All right. But then we start to have the second degree burns. Now, the second degree burns, we start to classify between partial and full thickness. Okay, your partial thickness burn is you start to see some blisters, and it insults the whole layer of the epidermis, but then it also starts to touch the dermal layer. Now, the upper layers of the dermis are where you can start to risk later scarring. Okay, you usually don't scar from epidermal injury, but dermal injury, you scar. All right. The partial thickness, again, the wound could be pink, red, painful, etc. It's kind of hyperemic, we call it, where if you press on it, it'll go white, and then you take your finger off. It kind of blanches a little bit, hyperemic. So you start to, I don't want to use the word swell, but there's definitely blood flow there because it's trying to heal. It'll take longer. Usually your first degree burn takes a few days. This could take a couple weeks. But then you have the full thickness. The full thickness second degree burn sometimes gets mixed up with the third degree, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to treat it the same way. The full thickness goes through the layers of the dermis, okay? Almost to the degree of a third, and not the whole dermis down to the subcutaneous, but almost there. And what's interesting about the full thickness is you won't have that hyperemia blanching look. Okay, a lot of times it may just be white in appearance, and you may not have that much sensation. Unfortunately, some of these full thickness burns, you may even need grafts for, because if you're losing that blanching, that you may be losing some of the hair follicles, etc. And absolutely, you could get scarring. You have your third degree burn, and the third degree burn has already destroyed the epidermis and the dermis, and it's already extended into the subcutaneous tissues. The third degree burns may also be kind of charred, so you may see some black or white, etc. The third degree burn will also, because of the dryness and the frailty of what happened to the depth of the skin, it may also feel leathery, and you won't really see the blanching either because of the loss of the blood vessels in that area. What's very, very interesting about the third degree burns is they a lot of times don't hurt as much as some of the second degree and the first degree ones because some of the nerves have been killed. Fourth degree burn, I've never seen one in my ER days, but I've heard of them. The fourth degree burn goes all the way down to the muscles and the bones. Those are bad. Those are really, really bad. Okay, so basically, you just classify them between first, second, and third based on the epithelium. Okay, and so you got your epidermis for the first, most of the dermis for the second, post-dermis down to the subcutaneous for the third, muscle and bone for the fourth, okay? Because it is an insult or a trauma to the skin, we always like to make sure that you get your tetanus up to date. That's extremely important. In terms of scarring, your question was about scarring. Once it's a second-degree burn, yeah, you risk scarring because it went into the dermis. And a third-degree burn, your scar is probably going to be thicker. But, you know, they have things out for that now, it all depends. Depends on the degree of the burn. I'm sorry that happened to you. Now, what to do for first aid? Okay, well, as with any burns, okay, whenever you're burning yourself, you got to get away from the culprit. All right, so, you know, if something's hot, get out. You know, if you're burning in the sun, get out of the sun, duh. All right, you know, turn off the stove, etc. You want to, whenever you initially burn yourself, you want to cool the burn. You don't want to be putting ice because I remember I had these little 10-second medical tidbits. I used to tell you guys never do the ice because, remember, the tissue is damaged. And what the ice will do is vasoconstrict. Well, if you vasoconstrict and you lose blood flow, you're not going to be able to keep that tissue alive as well. So just cool water. Just run it under cool water. Do it for about 10, 15 minutes until the pain subsides. All right, if it hurts too much and you can't handle it, of course, call the doc, call your medical provider. Any major burn, call 911. But the cooling does decrease swelling, okay? And if you want, you can do some cool compresses, etc., but no ice. After any burn, you want to cover it up, okay? Now, I know a lot of you are like, wait, I'm not going to be covering up a sunburn. I'm not saying so much to cover up, you know, a sunburn. But if there's an area where you did sunburn that's starting to peel, or you burned yourself on a stove and you think it's going to blister, you need to cover it up. So cover it up with some gauze, just because, remember, the tissue now is damaged and your skin is a barrier. Your skin is supposed to protect your body from getting bacteria into it. So if now you have this gaping hole, I know it doesn't look like a hole on your body, but to your body microscopically, now you have this port of entry for bacteria and stuff to get into. We cover it up. A lot of you guys are given Sylvadine. It's an antibiotic cream. We put the antibiotic cream on there because, again, we don't want you to get infection. We cover it up. Do not use something that's very, very Mayo Clinic brings up. You want to avoid things that are very tissuey and like cotton ball-y. You don't want to do that. Have one of those non-stick. I love the non-sticks. Those are great, okay? If there's blisters, do not pop the blisters, okay? Blisters are protective. I know you want to pop it because, you know, you want to see if juice sprays out, or I don't know, you think it's going to be in the way or bump something. For any of you that have let a blister stay, you notice that the skin heals underneath, so when the blister does pop, it doesn't hurt. But if you pop the blister too soon, it really, really hurts. And the reason why it hurts is because that skin is very raw skin. So you want to make sure that you don't open up that barrier. That blister, the reason why you blister is that's your body's protective coating for that open port that you just now have with the burn. Okay, so let your body do what it does. The body's smart. The body is brilliant. For pain, you know, sometimes we recommend the Advil or Tylenol, ibuprofen or something like that. But again, make sure you talk to your doctor, okay? Any burn that you think is worse than first degree, you need to talk to a medical provider about, okay? Some of these burns depend on where they are, whether it's on the hands or whether they're circumferential, going around a limb. These things could be very, very dangerous in terms of constricting blood flow, introducing infection. We don't like to mess around. And so depending on where the burns are, the face, etc., we take it seriously, and sometimes we will even admit you to the hospital. We'll give you fluids, because whenever you have a burn, you lost that layer, that protective coating of the skin, and one thing that the skin does is it keeps moisture in. So now you start to dry out. And burns, you could actually lose a lot of fluids with burns, so it's extremely, extremely important to get fluids, okay? If there's any major, major burns, you want to call 911, okay? Any smoldering clothes, get out of the smoldering, etc. However, if the clothing is, let's say, maybe stuck to the skin and it's not on fire or whatever, let the doctor remove it, okay? So, of course, make sure it's not like an electrical burn and you be you don't want to be a victim also. You want to make sure to, you know, use some wood or something to, you know, get that wire away from your loved one. But you got to be careful. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good people procrastinate. When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we definitely have a strong love for the Star Wars, I can't say trilogy anymore. What is it, a hexilogy? And we're very excited about the next Star Wars film. Disney's involved, so I'm sure there'll be some Nemo characters or something in it, but we're really, really excited because they are using the original actors, like Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher. So knowing that there's some original actors with the new guys, and you need that, okay, because, you know, many of us were like, wait a second, you're going to have new characters. I mean, remember, we were really bucking that whole Anakin character in the beginning, right? And we're like, Natalie Portman, what? But they did a good job. They proved themselves, right? And we're like, okay, all right, I think we could, I think, you know, we'll give them a shot. And so Harrison Ford, who's 71 years old and still a smoking hot fox, was on the set, and unfortunately he got injured. And when I heard about this a couple days ago, I heard he had to be, you know, rushed to the hospital. And I was like, wait, it's like a rush to the hospital. Why? If it was just an ankle injury. But there could be a possible pelvic injury as well. And so I believe he's in one of the hospitals in England. I think it's in a hospital in Oxford. And I believe, people are saying the Millennium Falcon fell on him. I think one of the battleship's doors fell, and they're kind of keeping his medical issues hush hush, and I don't blame him, but I really hope he didn't sustain a pelvic fracture, because that wouldn't be cool. All right. He said it was a one report said it was a garage door. It had nothing to do with the Millennium Falcon. Okay. But I hope he's okay. You know, people don't realize that when you're on the set of these movies, you know, it could be pretty dangerous. You know, it's not just all love scenes and, you know, getting to, you know, look all beautiful and on the horses and things like that. I mean, you know, there's things flying around, and I like to believe a lot of it is real. Okay, you know, once you see how a lot of TV is done, you know, it starts to not look as fun. Like, for example, like The Great Gatsby. I thought The Great Gatsby was a very beautiful movie. But when you find out that so much of it was computer generated and, you know, pictures placed upon other pictures, et cetera, you kind of lose it, you know. So I'm like, come on. You know, so I knew they were standing in front of a green screen and that kind of, you know. But, Harrison Ford was known to be pretty active in these movies, so I hope he's okay. This is a 35-year reunion. And he's still hot. He's still got it. I love Harrison Ford. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, a lot of us have pets. I love my pets, right? You know, I got three cats, two dogs. I have a lab. And I have some sort of a mix. I'm not sure. We call her Foxy. She kind of looks like a fox. Well, there was a report that came out saying that Chihuahuas are the breed of dogs that do the most destruction. It's very, very interesting. All right. They say the Chihuahua may be the smallest dog breeds, one of the smallest, but its appetite for destruction is larger than any other. They can cause thousands of dollars worth of damage by ripping up carpets, scratching, chewing sofas, digging up plants, water beds, etc., or flower beds. However, they say some bull terriers may be the best pets because they cause the least amount of damage. So the Chihuahua was the first, then came Dachshund, then Boxer, then Dalmatian, then Bulldog, Great Dane, Husky, Beagle, Pointer, and then the German Shepherd of the top dog breeds that do destruction. You see, this is one of those things where it's like, you need to train them. I am really for, you know, having a dog that's trained. Okay, with us, we had a problem with training any of our animals because most of them are rescue. The lab was a purebred. There's a city near Las Vegas called Pahrump, and there's a breeder out there that has labs. And so we were told to go there and get one of her dogs, and we decided to adopt two of them, brothers, so they could stay together. And they loved each other. My husband called them Apollo and Zeus, like the Magnum P.I. dogs. I wanted to call them Mac and Cheese because our two cats were Shake and Bake. So I wanted the dogs Mac and Cheese because they're yellow labs. But my husband couldn't train both dogs. He knew it was a cardinal rule. You can't take on two puppies at the same time and train them both. But I wanted the brothers to be together because Shake and Bake, the cats, were brothers or whatever. So anyway, one of our friends and his kids really wanted one of the dogs. So we did that. And then, you know, every now and then we let the dogs get together and you know, they sniff each other's butt, etc. But, I wish we were able to train him just a little bit more. The only damage the lab does is he's got a real big butt. And so when he comes into, you know, our small house area, he just knocks over everything. He's always knocking over everything and, you know, tripping on stuff. But, you know, I love our animals. I love our dogs. I we all do. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. Little trivia there on Chihuahuas. I got peed on by a Chihuahua, so I'm not a huge fan. Arthritis. They say 6,000 steps a day to prevent arthritis. This was a study in the out of Boston University in Massachusetts, published in Arthritis Care and Research. It looked at 1,700 American adults at risk for knee osteoarthritis. Now, a lot of us have knee osteoarthritis. You guys can even hear my knees when I walk. It's where you have degeneration of the cartilage in the knee. And, you know, I used to run, ski, et cetera, so my knees are shot. Most of our knees are shot. Anyway, well, I mean, except for those of you that you have taken good care of yourselves or never exercised. Results have shown that 1,000 steps more each day compared to the average resulted in a reduction of 16 to 18% of problems tied to the limitation of mobility, like getting up from a chair or climbing stairs, etc. They said 10,000 steps would be the ideal recipe for physical and spiritual well-being, but 6,000 are enough to reduce the risk of arthritis. I think that's pretty cool. So 6,000 steps a day. All right. You know what? I really like pedometers. The problem is most of the pedometers I've had, they never really worked right. Now, I don't know if it's because of where I put it on my hip. I don't know. But I love the idea of you guys getting a pedometer. For any of you guys that are kind of contemplating exercising, and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't think I want to exercise. I'm really not into it. Get a pedometer. These pedometers are pretty cool because what they do is they kind of make you all excited about, you know, you get to quantitate your activity. So you're like, you know what, let me hit a goal of 1,000 steps. I'm at 850. So you walk and you see how easy it is to rack it up. So you're like, you know what, before I go to bed, I'll do that. And that's what I want you guys to do. Come up with little mini goals. You know, today I'm going to make sure I do 5,000 steps. And what's cool about that is if you get a lot of it out of the way earlier in the day, then you can relax at night. That's what a lot of us do with workouts. I get my workout done first thing in the morning, so then I get to relax later on. I have to be like, oh, I got to work out, oh, I got to work out. You know, and so, but some of you are like, you know what? No, I want to give myself a finite amount of activity. That's what I want to do. I'll make a finite amount, and then I'll try to reach that goal. Well, then do that, too. Whatever, you know, burst your bubble. I don't care. We got Father's Day coming up. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. My father's up in heaven. If any of your fathers are up in heaven, I hope, you know, they're all kind of hanging out and, you know, smacking each other, you know, on the back that they did a good job with us. But it sounds like there's some interesting little deals. I guess Starbucks, they say get a $10 Starbucks e-gift card for $5 through Groupon. That could be pretty cool. Boston Market has a buy one, get one free on Sunday. Melty Pot, I think, has a sale going on for Father's Day. Remember, guys don't want cologne. Guys don't want to be hassled with in-laws and family and stuff. For Father's Day, give Dad what he really, really wants. If he wants some peace and quiet, do that. You know, I mean, you guys could all go out to dinner later or whatever, but I think that's the nicest thing to do on Sunday. Okay, maybe, you know, we all go out to breakfast or something like that, but take the kids, okay, and then get out of the house and let Dad have some time and his lazy boy and watch some TV. Okay, it's easy. Piece of cake. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Yeah, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.